And I'm absolutely Al. And before I pass the reins to the remarkable Mr. Michael Miracle, before we fold the old infotainment tent, I want to share with you what one little boy wants for Christmas this year.
But before we do that, we need to let people know that they are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. This is radio for the rest of us, and also the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Let's go ahead and make this part of the Lotus Land show. What do you say?
Okay.
Okay, it's official. Let's go ahead and start the Lotus Land show, and then Al has some Christmas tunage for us. So let's start. Let's go with a theme first. Wait a minute. Let me pull this up here. So, hi, Al. So, you have a few Christmas tunes you'd like to share with us. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to start with a golden oldie comedy sketch by Eddie Lawrence called What Do You Want for Christmas?
All right.
Follow that up with I Saw My Baby Wearing Santa's Beard by They Might Be Giants.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, and then I guess we'll get into a few other things after that. Well, Al, thanks very much for bringing these selections. This is, by the way, this is a preview of next week. I'm doing an all Christmas or all holiday music show next week, and so this is, I guess you could say, is a sort of a preview to that. Thanks for providing this, Al. Take it away.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want an automobile.
Tin sedan?
I want a Jaguar.
You're too young to drive a Jaguar.
How about an elephant?
You want an Indian elephant?
I got the Indian elephant.
You want an African elephant?
I got the African elephant.
What kind of an elephant do you want?
A Jaguar.
How about a nice hi-fi set?
I got the hi-fi set.
How old are you?
4.
How about a stereo set?
I got stereo.
How about a typewriter?
I got a typewriter. I type while I listen to the stereo. You think I'm a stereotype?
4 years old, eh?
An advanced 4.
You paint?
I got a one-man show in my nursery.
Oils?
Mosaics.
4 years old, eh? You got a girl?
I am a girl.
You got a boyfriend?
Several.
Have they got a Jaguar?
One has a Mack truck.
Would you like a Mack truck?
I want a Jaguar truck.
Jaguar doesn't make a truck.
I want a Jag.
4 years old, eh?
4 and a half.
You have a driver's license?
Several.
How about an astronaut kit?
What's inside?
An oxygen mask, a heavy suit, 6 months' rations, and a social security card.
What's in the rations?
Cheese, powdered eggs, bacon, hardtack, a St. Bernard dog, and a bottle of brandy.
You put me on, ain't you?
4 years old, eh? How about a DC-7?
I got a DC-7.
Wise kid, eh?
Never mind the comments. I'll get my mommy to have you fired. She does all her shopping here.
I ought to break your neck, you little brat.
I also have a black belt in judo.
Look, kid, there are 50 other tots who want to see Santa.
Let him wait. I was here first.
My knee is falling asleep.
So's my earlobe.
You know something? I don't believe you're 4 years old.
You know something?
What?
I don't believe you're Santa Claus.
You gonna tell the boss?
Not if you give me that Jaguar.
Okay, you win. Hey, Sid!
Yeah?
One Jaguar.
One Jaguar. Coming up.
Here you are, kid.
Help! Help, Mommy! Mommy, help! Help, Mommy!
Ho, ho, ho. Next!
Once a year, my friend puts on a red suit and hangs around with me and my
little ones. You say your old man dressed up as Santa Claus and can't get his belly through the fireplace? And you hang up a purple bulb on a tree and 3,000 volts go through you? And your brother made an animal cage out of your Erector set and Grandma can't get out? And someone opened a window while you're sorting stamps and all your triangles are flying around the house? And one of your gifts, a strange little shiny box, suddenly takes off and is now circling the Earth at 1,200 miles an hour? Is that what's troubling you, Tiny Tots?
Well, put your head down low and take a run in the snow with that devil-may-care Christmas spirit. For the whole world singing that happy song, merrily we roll along. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up.
That sled! Hey there, Moppets. You see, your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you a moose head with the moose still in it? And you ate so many candy sticks your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it? And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house? And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle? Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet, eh? It's been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom? Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Well, lift your head up high and take a flop on the ice with that melody ringing in your head and a hefty lady in your heart. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up.
Those skates! Hey there, boobies. You see that smoldering yule log so wet and sticky everyone's gasping for breath while trying to look merry? And your Uncle Harold came in as a big jolly bear and your father shot him? And your little doggy swallowed some of them jingle bells and is driving the whole house crazy? And you went sleigh riding in a big blizzard and you can't find your way home, and while you're wandering in the fields, you get picked up by a big snow shovel and dumped into a truck headed for an ice cold river? And your little toy grocery store went out of business? Is that what's on your mind, boobies?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the slush with that dignity and stick-to-itiveness that you show Mars, you show Pluto, you show the wedding and all. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up.
That old Christmas spirit, no matter who broke your new bicycle. This is the old philosopher saying, Merry Christmas, cousins, and a hefty doodle dee.
Come on, Thunder, come on, Blitzen, and a hefty doodle dee. Santa wants you to keep moving.
And finally...
Ring.
Well, thank you very much, Al. Yeah. Absolutely, Al Strickland. That was some fantastic tunage there. That last track, let's talk about that for a second. That's from the movie...
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I've seen that movie. It's just weird. It doesn't make any sense at all. And some of the most unusual, and we were talking about it, that was Pia Zadora's, I think, first role.
Yeah.
As a child actor or actress. And there was a scene in that movie where they're running from the snow monster, and there's these little kids, and they're out there in the snow, quote-unquote snow. Yeah. And they're in summer wear. They're wearing shorts and like short sleeve shirts. And it's, I mean, they knew it was winter because they're wearing scarves.
Yeah,
makes absolutely no sense. So thanks very much for sharing that. Is that one of your favorite movies ever, or something?
I love to inflict that upon people.
inflict is a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
But I actually picked that movie up for like a dollar, brand new. Yeah, it's out there, ladies and gentlemen. I recommend it. I recommend it once. Yeah.
You can get it at the dollar store, and you get what you pay for.
Yeah, yeah. If for nothing else, you could see a young Pia Zadora in her initial role as an actress. You know, what is she doing these days, by the way? I miss Pia. I don't know. What's she doing? Anybody?
I don't know.
If anybody has any knowledge on Pia Zadora, where are you? That'd be great. Yeah. All right, let's get on with the Lotus Land show. Thanks again, Al. That was really fantastic.
I'm hijacking the show, and now I can get back to the show you had planned.
Thank you very much. That is a preview of next week's show. I'm doing an all-holiday show next week, so you'll be here for that, right?
Is it going to be as annoying as mine?
Well, now you've set the bar, so I have to. I know what I have to aspire to. All right, thanks very much for listening to the Lotus Land show. Let's go ahead and get it started here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM. This is Richmond Independent Radio. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. I almost said I'm your host, absolutely Al Strickland, but that would be a falsehood.
Yeah, well.
All right, let's go ahead and do it. By the way, check out the playlist online, WRIR.org, and that's where you can stream the show as well. If you want to give me a call here at the station, you're more than welcome to 649-9737, area code 804. Here's DJ Hell. Thanks very much for listening.
Oh, that's very Christmassy.
I know. Thank you. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thank you.
The birds of prey, the weapons on fire.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine asks, are you experienced? The new RVAMag.com brings you everything you didn't know you needed. Original works from up-and-coming filmmakers, internet radio jockeys, and new content every single day covering art, music, and opinions. The new RVAMag.com is your daily dose. And you are listening to The Lotus Land Show on WRIR. Thanks very much. We'll talk in just a minute.
Change depending on what mood you're in, like the best, you know, or depending on like when you listen to them at a different age, they'll mean something different.
I don't like it when they change. It frightens me.
You want them to stay the same?
It makes me feel like someone's pushing me from below, turn me over and put me down. That's what it makes me feel like when they change. Tell you how to live. It's an instruction guide. It's subtle. It doesn't push. It nudges. It entices or seduces. It has to encompass the whole world, everything that has been, is, and will be, and could take it into space. And that's why you need a spaceship. Because that's ultimately what space travel is all about, was sending our ship from Earth into space. And not just in some, like, space shuttle. It's got all the foam coming off it. You need your own glowing, you know, multicolored spaceship. It would be inside the spaceship and also the spaceship. Do you know what I'm saying? Like an exoskeleton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to WRIR. LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. Also the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is the Lotus Land Show on said station. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. And what did we just hear? We just heard Beck right there from the information record. The name of that was the horrible fanfare, Landslide Exoskeleton. Before that, heard from DJ Hell. With The Angst and The Angst Part 2 from his Twofold's Work from the Day album. It's a 2-CD set. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. Oh, wait. We heard from Hooray. We heard Hooray for Santa Claus. Absolutely Al's Christmas set there. We heard Hooray for Santa Claus from the Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. And before that, we heard Eddie Lawrence with The Christmas Philosopher. They Might Be Giants with Santa's Beard. And Eddie Lawrence again with What Do You Want for Christmas? 5:37 right now. You can always do it in the dark with the Richmond Moving Image Co-op, home of the James River Film Festival, Flickr, the Italian Film and Food Festival, and the James River Filmmakers Forum. RMIC is an all-volunteer-run nonprofit that supports independent media arts in Virginia. RMIC offers public screenings, workshops, and access to equipment, information, and resources. For event schedules, submission guidelines, volunteer opportunities, and more, visit www.rmicweb.org. I'm posting a playlist online at wrir.org, so pass that information along to anyone you'd like. You can also stream the show live as it happens there. Don't keep that to yourself. If you have questions or comments, give me a call here at the station, 804-649-9737. Back to the show. This is Tulsa Drone. Thanks for listening. Quick reminder, you are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM and on the web at WRIR.org. Thanks very much for listening to Richmond Independent Radio, Radio for the rest of us.
We will wait, then we shall. The last days of fall have arrived. Most of the crimson leaves lay curled, crushed, and trampled on the sidewalks. Good morning, sunshine. Take my hand and skip through the fragments. Wrap my neck in cotton fleece. Be at peace with the chill in the air. Build a fire in my heart.
You're listening to WRIR 7.5. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show on WRIR 97.3, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. How have you been?
Good, good.
We're exploring multiple textures this evening. Nice, vast vast open spaces, if you will. We ended that last set up there with Clan of Knot doing Valley Corners from Gorm's 4-track. Prior to that, we heard from Proto Paramore with Last Days of Fall from Test Pressing. The legendary Pink Dots with the Grain Kings. That's from the Maria Dimension. Fantastic record, by the way. Tulsa Drone prior to that with The Devil Changes Colors from No Wake. And that goes out to Melissa, who was making deviled eggs. The deviled eggs changes colors. I don't know. Oh, it was funny in my head. Pardon me. I've been battling a sort of clear throat thingy all week. How's that for Dr. Tuck? Clear throat thingy. Anywho, this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice, an eclectic kitschy place that serves crispy tempura, vegan meals, barbecue tenderloin, and ribs with wasabi garlic mashed potatoes. The atmosphere at Sticky Rice is light and hearty, with entertainment ranging from Tuesday night karaoke, Thursday blingo, Sunday Pico trivia, and DJs. More information is available at 358-2633. 358-2633. Thank you, Sticky Rice. Also, WRIR thanks Pets at Play for their underwriting support. Pets at Play provides dog daycare, grooming, and boarding at two convenient locations, 320 North 25th Street in Churchill, and now in Manchester across from Plant Zero on Hull Street, with all the fun of the Churchill location, plus self-serve dog grooming tubs. For more information, call 804-343-PETS. 343-PETS. Pets at Play. Have fun and look good. Thanks very much to Pets at Play. 6 o'clock on the dot here in the capital city, Richmond, Virginia. And you're listening to WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Thank you very much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Rainbow Minute.
Tom Robinson's success, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. After forming the Tom Robinson Band in London in 1976, Tom Robinson wrote the song Glad to Be Gay. He performed it at various gay rights events, including the Lesbian and Gay Rights March in Washington, D.C. in 1979. While the song admonished the press and police for their homophobia, it also mentioned the apathy of some in the gay community. Practically overnight, the song became a gay anthem. The Tom Robinson Band appeared regularly at Rock Against Racism concerts, but broke up in the late 1970s. Robinson was the first successful British pop singer to be openly gay, and in 1998 was voted the Out Male Artist of the Year at the Gay Lesbian American Music Awards. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Mary Claire Whitaker.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Brown Coat Pick of the Week here on the Lotus Land Show. It's about 6:02 right now, and that's usually about the time that we do this. This week's Brown Coat Pick of the Week, what do we have here, sir? Mr. Brown has provided us with a track by the Avett Brothers. And the name of the track is Kick Drum Heart. Here you go, the Brown Coat Pick of the Week here on the Lotus Land Show on WRIR. Thanks very much for listening.
The prince of the snow, the fabric of
You are listening to WRIR 97.3 and WRIR.org. Thank you.
Science Report presents Noise and Behavior and Black Holes. Noise. There's probably more of it than ever before. Planes, cars, trains, buses, and machines of all kinds. Dr. Eugene Gallanter of Columbia University's Psychophysics Laboratory terms noise a kind of invasion of privacy through one's ears. And he offers a psychological explanation of why noise is so offensive.
People don't like to hear loud, uninformative sounds. They are of no value to the person. All they do is load his hearing mechanism down and provide nothing in return. You're loading a receptor and you're not getting any payoff for having that receptor activated.
Of course, noise to one person may be music to another. A loud rock band may be the bane of the neighborhood and the delight of a teenage party. But everyone agrees that a constant day-long barrage of loud, intrusive sounds, say from a nearby airport, constitutes a strong irritant. And it's an irritant that people never seem to get used to.
In our studies, we seem to show that the noise accumulates as a person experiences it, and that there is no getting used to it. It's just that its annoyance may grow at a slower rate as time passes. But every intrusion by noise adds another notch to the total disturbance that a person feels.
Noise that occurs at about the same pitch as speech appears to be the most irritating, since the ear is most sensitive to these frequencies. A constant barrage of loud noise, besides being annoying, may also be expensive. A noisy environment lowers a person's efficiency. It can also produce irreversible medical damage. Comments Dr. Gallanter.
You will lose some of your hearing if you live in a noisy environment for too long. The costs of hearing aids and medical care for people who have been impacted by high levels of noise must run to significant quantities. So I don't have at my fingertips what those numbers are, but they're surely in the billions.
Stars end their lives in different ways.
Very informative, wouldn't you say? About noise, I like the fact that they said that the most annoying noise is the noise that is right out about the pitch of speech. So I'm terribly sorry for being incredibly annoying right now because I am speaking. Evidently, that is the most annoying pitch that noise is occurs. All right. Hey, by the way, I want to let you know what you've been listening to here on the Lotus Lane Show prior to the science report there. But this is a great record. It's a two record set. I picked it up the other day at a used, and it's a science report, a radio presentation, fourth edition. And we heard noise and behavior and black holes. We didn't hear the black holes part of it. It's like this. It's a two-record set of just the science reports. I think it's really pretty fantastic. American Institute of brought to you by the American Institute of Physics, 335 East 45th Street, New York, 10017. So there you go. Maybe some more information will be coming a little later on. Other tracks on this include Hurricanes and Insect UFOs. Very nice. Very nice. Ball Lightning, Esophageal Atresia. And prior to that, information about noise study, we heard from Sonic Youth with Moat. And then the Brown Copic of the Week starting that set off there with the Avid Brothers. Kick Drum Heart. Yep. There you go. Up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. Back to the music here. But before we do that, that's it. I just want to remind you that you can check out the playlist online. You can also stream the show as it happens. So, but first, let's hear a public service announcement here on the Lotus Land Show on WRIR. Thanks very much for listening to Richmond Independent Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Got a quick question.
Yeah?
Who was Rudolf Nureyev?
Rudy Nureyev.
Rudy.
Okay, I know this one.
Good.
Wasn't he that... Nureyev?
Nureyev.
Wasn't he a defenseman for the Maple Leafs? Sure about that? Could have been a goalie.
Yeah. Hey, hi. How you doing? Who was Louis Armstrong?
That's easy. He was the first guy on the moon.
Really?
You know, one small step for man.
Sure, one giant leap for Louis. Hey, young lady.
Uh-huh?
Does the name Caravaggio mean anything to you?
Wasn't he the guy that went out with that mob guy's sister until he got whacked?
You know, no.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Nureyev's dance, Armstrong's horn, and Caravaggio's brush. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
And now here's Stephen Malcolmus on the Lotus Lane Show. Thanks very much for listening. Cheers.
clouds pass us by. Make the Empire State look high as you take me in your sea-stained sweetness. It spills, it tingles, and it stings. All the pleasure that it brings. Till the door is let the outside inside. Here, well, my soul's life is a trap.
Science Report presents Moths and Candles and Galactic Solar Systems. Moths often flutter around a candle's flame, even though they may be burned as a result. Dr. Philip Callahan, member of the Optical Society of America, found that this self-destructive behavior can be traced to how the male detects the sex scent released by female moths.
He detects it with his antenna, and his antenna is sort of like the post that holds up the bars on your television antenna. If you look at the antenna under a high-power microscope, you'll see that sticking out all along it are spines, which we scientists advanced entomologists call scintilla. And those spines are the detectors for the molecules that float through the air.
Dr. Callahan's experiments indicate that the female's sex molecule emits light waves invisible to human eyes. He believes that a male moth's antenna is sensitive to these light waves.
The spines are so short that they could not pick up radio waves, and yet they're so long that they could not pick up short visible waves, which indicated to me that the sex scent had to be emitting frequencies in the infrared region of the spectrum, and the wavelength of the scent as it emits matches the length of the spines on the antenna.
The hot wax of a burning candle also emits infrared light. A male moth senses this light and confuses it with the light emitted by the sex scent of a female. In this instance, however, it is a deadly mistake.
Because the candle, it's putting out narrow-band infrared frequencies. Those frequencies exactly match the frequencies that come from the female sex scent. So the candle, then, is an artificial mimic of the sex scent of the moth. So the moth flies into the candle and dies because he thinks he's going to the female.
That's unfortunate.
Femme fatale.
Well, there you go. Oh, the evil candle, the evil allure of the candle. Poor moth. That was another presentation of another science report brought to you by the American Institute of Physics. Not radio presentation. Before that, we heard from Peter Gabriel doing Growing Up and Stephen Malcolm was prior to that with No Shoes, No New Shoes from Face the Truth. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. 6:37 right now. What will you get the person who has everything? Consider a WRIR radio greeting card. That's right, a WRIR radio greeting card. It's always the right size, and it is sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you'll have 6 personalized radio announcements made on the air during the day of your choice. Send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary. For more information about WRIR radio greeting cards, contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798. That's 557-3798 or email underwriting at WRIR.org. Give it a consideration. All right. What do you say we get on with the music here? Posting playlists online, by the way, at WRIR.org. Check it out there. 6:38 right now. Thanks very much for listening to Richmond Independent Radio. What do we have next? How about some Seeger Rose here on the Lotus Land Show? Thanks for listening. Maybe we'll have another science report here coming up soon. I think it'd be fabulous. I want to remind you, by the way, before I forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Activate with Mike Retz. He is in the building. He's been spotted. He's traveling about the halls, wandering. Hope he finds what he's looking for. But he is here, and he has brought some stuff. And I believe he has a live performance this evening on his program. That's coming up at 7 o'clock here on WRIR Activate. It's your weekly preview of live music here in Richmond, Virginia. If you want to know what to do, that's the show to listen to. 9 o'clock, we have Mercury Falls with Melissa. Consistently wonderful show every week, weekly basis. She never fails to astonish the audio senses. And then coming up at 11 o'clock, we have The Wind in the Pines with Kelly. Commonwealth of Notions coming up at 1 o'clock with Shannon. And 3 o'clock, City Spotlight with Charlie. There you go. An entire evening of wonderful music here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. Here's Seeger Rose. Thanks for listening. Thank you. You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Science Report presents Atomic Clocks and Cosmic Rays and Lightning. We measure time through periodic motion, such as a clock's swinging pendulum or the Earth's rotation. But scientists need more accuracy in measuring time, and now they get it by observing the regular motions within atoms. Physicist Norman Ramsey of Harvard University elaborates on the amazing accuracy of atomic clocks.
Any clock is observing a repeated motion, and each time it repeats is what you say is an interval of time. Now, in the case of an atomic clock, it is the internal interactions within the atom that give rise to the periodic motion, and this is much less dependent upon outside circumstances, and that gives it a much greater accuracy.
Friction, weather, and other conditions affect a pendulum's regularity as well as the relatively uniform spin of the Earth. Periodic movement within an atom, however, is more uniform than any other known motion. Dr. Ramsey explains why.
Most atomic clocks are dependent upon the fact that the atomic nucleus is magnetized, the electron is magnetized. Due to the mutual interaction of these two magnets, the nucleus is moving around in a sort of rotating motion. You can detect this, and each one of those cycles of so-called precession is analogous to each cycle of a swinging pendulum.
Today, scientists have defined a second in terms of a certain number of atomic cycles. This new standard of accuracy is used in astronomy as well as many other applications, states Dr. Ramsey.
The unit of time is now defined in terms of an atomic clock. Atomic clocks are used in the development of digital watches. If you're going to improve a digital watch, you need to compare it with something, and an atomic clock is the best thing to compare it with. They're used in radio astronomy. They also can be used in navigation as a practical application.
Okay, I figured I'd play that one because I thought it was relevant. I'm always going, oh, it's 6:55 according to the atomic clock, because we have one here in the studio. Yep, so there you go. Now we know. So it is 6:56 right now. I want to remind you, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Activate with Mike Rutz. Thanks very much for listening to the Lotus Land Show. I'm going to go ahead and let you know what you've been listening to here. We just heard from the Creatures prior to that little bit of a science report. We heard from the Creatures doing Seven Tears from Hi! That's the name of the record. And then Seeger Rose before that with Seegloper from Tack. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. I have one more track left for you here, and it's basically a preview of next week's program. Next week, I'm going to be doing an entire holiday-inspired show. So it's all holiday music, but a lot of Santa-centric tunes, you know. And but this is just—I'm going to leave you with a taste of what to expect. This is a little on the funky side. Yeah, Mr. Bootsy Collins here doing "Merry Christmas, Baby." I'll see you next week. Thanks very much for hanging out this evening. Thanks for the company. And join me again next week for a holiday show. is Bootsy Collins. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 and WRIR.org. Cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of each other.
Yeah, that is funky.